I just love pizza. I consider myself a man in love.
That's Eric Borger, the chef at Il Lazzarone. Even though his love of pizza is a special kind of love, I think many of us share the sentiment. What is it about pizza that makes it so tasty? And where in Kansas City can you get the perfect slice? I'm Gina Kaufman. Today on Central Standard, we're doing a pizza run. We'll take you inside the kitchen at Il Lazzarone, where they serve the only authentic Neapolitan pizza in town. Our food critics will also recommend their favorite slices, thick crust, thin crust, even gluten-free crust. We'll find it how you like it. Stay with us. What you're hearing is an authentic Neapolitan slap,
where we rotate, picking up the dough, rotating it 45 degrees at a time until it's in desired form.
The man performing the slap is Eric Borger, whose new restaurants in St. Joseph and now Kansas City serve the only officially certified Neapolitan pizza in the region. Our own Charles Ferruza recently visited Il Lazzarone for a demonstration and conversation about standards in pizza.
The pizza community in Naples is very serious. That is supposedly where pizza starts.
Yes, absolutely. They are very, very upset that Americans throw the name Neapolitan on things like natural or, you know, whole grain. It's a buzzword right now. Even I think, you know, the big chains are using Neapolitan, which is very funny. So, a long time ago, they brought the governing bodies together. The Agriculture Department of Naples, Italy said, we have to set this straight. You want to sell pizza? You get a license. You want to sell pizza? You follow the law.
And doesn't that involve a specific kind of flour?
Absolutely. Specific kind of many things.
What about the specifics?
00 flour. We use all Caputo from Naples, which we just ran the Midwest out of last week and had to bring 2 pallets in from the East Coast.
The oven.
The oven has to cook a minimum of 800 degrees in
90
seconds.
Does it have to be a oven manufactured in Naples, or could it be an oven of that caliber?
There is no oven of that caliber in the United States. Okay. But if you, here's the problem, almost every United States-based oven cannot achieve a constant 800 to 900 degree temperature to churn out a 90-second pizza. The domes are too high, the mouths are too large. It's refractory, it's not brick.
We should also explain that to be a true Neapolitan pizza, the dough can only have, 4 or 5 ingredients?
Absolutely. So the 00 flour, Mediterranean sea salt, fresh compressed yeast or poulish, which is a French kind of yeast term, and water. So when we take the dough out, we're just going around and we're pushing the air from the inside to the outside of the crust or crumb, as bakers might say. Flipping the dough over, making sure all the air is pushing to the edges, so we have a consistent, airy crust. Following Neapolitan law, we have to use all stone surfaces for stretching and topping pizzas. This is all Bianco Romano granite. What we're gonna do now that the dough is shaped out is we're gonna put our freshly milled San Marzano DOP certified tomatoes onto the pizza. We rotate them till they fill about 87% of the crust. Fresh mozzarella, ovolini, packed in water. We distribute that strategically across the pizza. We never use a shredded mozzarella or anything of that nature. It's really about the balance of the sauce versus the cheese. Extra virgin, first cold pressed Italian olive oil. Fresh basil. We just finished the pizza with some Pecorino Romano, and it goes into the oven. Set our wood into place. This is my favorite job.
I work the oven. We raise it up toward the flames. Basically what we're looking for is an even blistering as you see the crust char. Cooking a pizza at over 800 degrees for less than 90 seconds is the only way to get this texture and consistency of the crust, which is what led me into this in the beginning. Best eaten within 3 to 5 minutes.
Well, actually, what are the dimensions of the
11
pizza?
Inch by Neapolitan law.
Okay. Describe what the finished crust is like. It's slightly chewy.
Yeah.
It's slightly charred.
Absolutely.
Because it's been on a wood-burning oven.
Absolutely.
What is leopardization?
Leopardization is those beautiful black dots that go around the crust that you get when you purchase a $30,000 real Italian pizza oven, which some people say, hey, my crust is burnt.
How are you?
And I, you know, a small child dies in Italy every time they say that.
Did people get upset when you opened in St. Joe and you couldn't get a Coca-Cola with your pizza?
I've been cursed out up and down the street probably once a day because of my lack of Coca-Cola and especially lack of Budweiser, Miller Lite, Coors Light, Busch Light,
any other light here?
Things. We have some tall boys of each to make the public happy. That
would you consider yourself a pizza snob?
I just love pizza. I consider myself a man in love.
That was pizza chef Eric Borger speaking with our food critic Charles Ferruzza. They spoke in the kitchen of Il Lazzarone in the River Market neighborhood. I'm Gina Kaufman. Today's Central Standard is a food show, and in case it's not yet clear, our topic this morning is pizza. Do you have a love affair with pizza? Call 816-235-2888 to tell us what you're desperately searching for or to tell us about the pizza you've already found. Charles and the critics will be with us for that conversation shortly. For now, Craig Jones, a food blogger with the Kansas City Star, is here. He's a bit of a pizza expert. Hi, Craig.
Hi, how are you, Gina?
Good, how about you?
Fantastic.
You are the 45 Days of Pizza guy. Can you remind our listeners of that project you undertook?
Sure. Last year, it was very interesting. I've known a lot for grilling outside, cooking outside. And one of the grill stores here asked me to give a grilling class. And I said, sure, I'd love to give a grilling class. And this was in December. And then when he posted it, it was a pizza class on the grill. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I, of all people, am not really a pizza expert. But I'm also a big fan of learning. And I used a concept by a guy named Tim Ferriss, the guy that wrote 4-Hour Work Week or 4-Hour Chef. And his focus is super learning, learning really quick. So I thought, I have 45 days for this class. I need to make pizzas every day for 45 days and become an expert.
So tell me about your first pizza.
My first pizza, it wasn't really round. It kind of looked more like an amoeba than anything else. And, you know, and I had problems getting it off the peel. And, you know, you try to get it from the peel to the outdoor grill, and it was falling all over. And it was a mess. And that's what really made me realize the first thing I need to focus on is dough. Because the problems I was having is a problem that everybody else has, which is why a lot of people don't like to make pizza at themselves at home because they think it's difficult. And it's really not.
What are the pitfalls of making your own dough? I mean, in what ways can you go wrong?
Sure. Well, a lot of times people are just intimidated about making the dough itself. And it's so easy. There's a lot of different recipes out there. They think they have to buy specialized flour. And, you know, you can get really good recipes buying bread flour. You can get, you can find all recipes like a no-knead dough recipe. A lot of people think they need to have a stand mixer, and it's really not true. In fact, in the classes that I give, I show people how to do a pizza dough in 30 seconds using a food processor.
Whoa. So what is your favorite pizza that you made?
Wow. You know, I have in front of me a list of like 30 of the 45 pizzas that we made, and they range anywhere from a Thai chicken pizza, chicken Alfredo, shrimp Alfredo. I even remade a couple of Jasper's signature dishes, like the chicken Parmesan and the, I forgot what it was. But really, out of all of those, They're all really good, but there's some interesting ones that we noticed. Was there was one called a 6-onion pizza that I made that had a combination of red onions, white onions, leeks, shallots. We topped it with scallions and chives. And what was interesting, you think that's a lot of oniony flavor, but actually it was very sweet. Very interesting.
Was there a really wild experiment you conducted that you could share with us?
Sure. Well, one of the most interesting things was, now I'm really big on using what you have at home in all sorts of cooking. And one day we decided we were going to make a barbecue chicken pizza, which is pretty standard. You see it out there. And I realized I didn't have any cheese. So I went to my refrigerator, and the only thing I could find close was cream cheese. So I put cream cheese on it, thinking, I don't know how this is going to taste. It's going to be a little sour, but it could be interesting.
I feel skeptical myself.
It was fantastic. And it's one of the ones now that we featured in the classes, and everybody was a convert. Because they, like you, they said, I'm not so sure about that cream cheese.
So we just heard from the chef at Il Lazzarone about the delicate balance of cheese to sauce. Can you talk about that ratio and how that affects the final product of a pizza?
Sure. You don't really want to overwhelm your pizza with too many ingredients. Otherwise, the pizza dough itself just won't hold it up. But you need to balance the ingredients with, I usually put on about 4 ounces of cheese, maybe a third cup of sauce if I'm using a sauce, and just try to keep it very minimal. As he mentioned, you want to cover 87% of the pizza with the sauce, so you bring it out to the edges, but you don't want to cover the edges. But it's like creating any dish, you always want to balance.
What do you think are the main lessons that you learned through the experience of making 45 pizzas 45 days in a row as kind of a novice at the beginning?
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, there's a ton of things I could tell you, but like the top four things were, number one, use a scale. You don't want to use measuring cups. Use a pizza stone, or I now use an item called a baking steel. And adjusting, as I'm teaching people now to do it in the oven, we adjust that 8 inches below the broiler, and I use a different technique cooking there. As well as always grate your own cheese. Don't buy that pre-shredded cheese that you find. It has that, there's a powdery substance on it that keeps it from sticking together. Well, guess what? It also keeps it from melting, and it's not very good. And then one of the biggest things, so I mentioned earlier how it was tough to get the pizza off the peel. Well, as you work with pizzas for a while, you figure that out after a while. But a lot of people, when they're first started, don't. So what I recommend they use is parchment paper. And parchment paper makes it so that I could take you right now, Gina, we can go over to the oven, and the first time you could get it in the oven without a problem.
That actually has been my problem when I've tried making pizza, so I'm going to use the parchment paper trick.
Use the parchment paper.
Do you feel like 45 days of doing this did make you an expert? Like, do you feel like you've mastered pizza?
Well, you know, I've mastered pizza up to a point. We started again this last December because I had a lot of requests from people that wanted me to teach them how to do this in their house. So I kind of changed it up, and I decided, you know what, besides just the basic doughs I was teaching people last year, I wanted to learn more doughs, you know. I think for what I did learn, absolutely I was an expert there, but there's always more to learn. In fact, I know you had the interview with Eric on. One of the things I plan to do is do an internship with him at Il Lazzarone later in the year to actually learn the techniques with his oven.
Yeah, and I saw you taking notes.
Yes.
That was good. What is your favorite pizza in town? We're going to be asking our listeners that question, and I'm wondering, after you've done this, if you've landed on some real appreciation for the pros around our city.
Well, I really have, and I tell you, it's there's a lot of things that happen, and there's a lot of things that happen in the pizza making process to where places I maybe used to love before wouldn't be my favorites now. Of course, Eric's place, Il Lazzarone, is a great place. There's a place in Grandview called Providence Pizza. I really like their pizza. They do a Neapolitan in the oven, and they also do a Neapolitan style. They also do a New York style in the standard ovens. There's a place in Lee's Summit called Next Door Pizza. They're very creative with the different toppings that they use on their pizzas, as well as, you know, Waldo Pizza has always just been a standard for us. We just love going there. It's a great feeling. I'm not being real critical when I'm there, as well as Jasper's on 103rd Street with his clam pizza, and then Johnny Joe's all around, too.
Craig Jones, blogger for the Kansas City Star's Chowtown Food Blog. Thanks for being here.
You bet. Thank you so much, Gina.
Central Standard is headed to a break, and when we come back, the food critics will be in session. Call 816-235-2888 to join the conversation. Don't go away. Hello. Hello again. It's Pizza Time on Central Standard. I'm Gina Kaufman, here with the food critics, Charles Ferruzza of The Pitch. Hello.
Hey, Gina.
Mary Block, welcome to Central Standard.
Good morning, Gina.
And Jenny Vergara of Feast Magazine. I'm so happy to see you.
I know. Thank you for having me.
Well, okay, before we get too far into the reviews and recommendations, I think it's only fair to let our listeners know each of our critics' overall pizza preferences so they know how to evaluate these reviews. Jenny, what do you like and dislike in a pizza kind of generally? Your biases, if you will.
Well, I grew up eating thin crust pizza, so I would tell you that that's kind of where my sweet spot is. Although, as I've gotten older, I really have grown to have an appreciation for more the Neapolitan style with a bit of chewier crust. But if given an opportunity, thin crust is where my comfort zone is.
Anything we need to know about other preferences in your pizza world?
No, I'm an equal opportunity pizza eater.
Mary, what about you?
I'm a chewy crust eater. I like simple toppings.
Simple toppings as in?
Not overloaded, you know, everything pizza with every kind of meat on it. And I like the newer, trendier pizzas, I'd say.
What would you say are those trends that you're referring to?
Do you want details of where now?
Well, no, as in what kinds of trends? What things
okay.
are trendy?
Well, the
in
Neapolitan
pizza
is definitely a big trend. And then light on the toppings, usually margarita with fresh mozzarella, a little bit of basil, just tomato sauce. But there are also some that have, you know, the trendy Brussels sprouts on top and bacon, things like that.
Charles, what about you?
Well, unlike my co-panelists here, I did not grow up eating a lot of pizza until I was in high school. But my father did not grow up eating pizza in upstate New York. He discovered pizza when he was stationed in World War II in Naples. And he said it was just like focaccia bread with stuff on it. That's how he would describe it. So the pizza we would have as kids was that typical greasy kind of pizza delight pizza. And I never thought it was very good. But in high school, I developed a fondness for pizza. And I'm like Jenny. I'm an equal opportunity. I like every once in a while, I like a greasy, trashy pizza. And every once in a while, I like a trendy, sophisticated pizza.
Charles, we just got a taste of your visit to Il Lazzarone to learn how certified, authentic Neapolitan pizza is made. What did you think of the pizza you ate? Can you give your review of that place?
I liked it. I mean, I like that place a lot. Now, as a disclosure, I've not eaten the one in Kansas City yet. I've eaten the one in St. Joe, the first one. I think it's delicious. The crust is just chewy enough. I'm not someone who likes a whole lot of toppings on my pizza anyway. I like a more simple pizza.
What do you recommend ordering there?
I like the margarita pizza there a lot.
Oh, you have to get that.
Yeah, yeah,
it's delicious, and he uses real fresh basil, and it's nice. And you know, there are other things you could eat with it. You know, I'm one of those people that believes that pizza is really best as a side dish.
Ooh, interesting concept. So what's the main course?
Pasta, of course. Yeah, I mean, the restaurant where my parents got engaged in Indianapolis, we would go there a lot. I don't know why. It wasn't that good. But pizza was a side dish there. It was not the main dish. You had pizza with your spaghetti.
Are there any, aside from Il Lazzarone and its claim to fame with that Neapolitan certification, are there any other unique pizza places in Kansas City, as in places that have a claim to fame for something that they do and nobody else does?
Well, that's a good question.
That's a very good question. I will say that, one of the few places in Kansas City, and I've only been there, well, I reviewed it, but I've only been there those three times. I think it's called Four Season Pizza in Lenexa. It's run by a couple of Italian guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, truly Italian. And it has it's one of the few places in town where you can get a thick crust Sicilian pizza. Not one of those vulgar chain Sicilian pizzas, thick crust, but a real thick crust Sicilian pizza.
What does that mean?
It's a lot more bready, a lot more like a focaccia bread.
Aren't they square too?
Yeah,
the slices are square.
The slices are square, and it's definitely best served as a side dish with a salad because, you know, it's like eating bread as your main course.
Well, it's like breadsticks with toppings.
Yeah, yeah.
Is basically what it's like.
Well, okay, listeners, call us up with your pizza recommendations, the best slice in town or the pie you've been searching for and can't seem to find. Our panel can help. 816-235-2888 is the number to call. That number again, 816-235-2888. 2888. Let's speak with James in downtown Kansas City. Hi, James.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm great. Hey, my favorite pizza in town is Old Overland Park, Papa Kino's. The Mama Kino with bacon, that's a good pizza.
What do you like about it?
I like the crust. I like the toppings. They don't overdo it, but they've got them portioned out just right on the pizza, and you can get it by the slice.
So you're a by-the-slice kind of guy. All right, anything else you wanted to share with us, James?
Well, I had a question. I do my own pizzas, too, but I cannot really get a good thin crust pizza. Do you have any pointers on that?
On making a thin crust pizza?
Just the thin crust itself.
Okay. Does anyone here in the room have that kind of advice?
If you want to make it thinner, you could roll it out. It won't puff up as much.
Well, you have to dock it. Yeah, taking a fork and poking it, making like a pie crust, like you would a pie crust before you bake it. That'll help keep the bubbles down and keep it really flat.
Ooh, okay. So, you guys, if you were going to go out for a thin crust pizza, where in Kansas City would you go for that?
I like Old Shawnee Pizza. I know.
Which I'm guessing is in Old Shawnee.
It is. And it's in Shawnee. It's right off of kind of Shawnee Mission Parkway in Neman. Basically right on Neiman. But I kind of love them for thin crust. It's just traditional old-fashioned good thin crust pizza.
What do you order there?
So they have some pizza with kind of some interesting toppings, but if I'm doing thin crust, I just keep it really simple. I tend to get kind of cheese or pepperoni. It's just really, really simple.
I want to get a recommendation in general from each of our other food critics before we turn back to our switchboard. Mary Block, what recommendation do you want to start out with today?
You know, I'll start out with extra virgin because I don't think that's on everybody's radar. On Monday night, they have Pizza of the Night that Michael Smith creates, and he was the chef behind the spin pizzas, so he knows what he's doing when it comes to pizza. And they're always very creative, wonderful. It is a chewy crust like I like. But the best part about it is that they have half-price wine all night as well, and they have a fabulous wine list. So it's worth going on Monday night to have pizza and wine.
Do they recommend pairings?
They would if you asked them.
Charles, so Mary's recommending extra virgin for pizza. That's in the Crossroads. And Charles, what's your first recommendation of this morning?
My first recommendation would be the new, it's about a year old, the Limestone Pizza in Lawrence. It's a really, really wonderful, and I hate this word so much, chef-driven, but the place is owned and operated by chefs, and the pizza's really, really good. They have some creative pizzas that are nice, not too creative, not too weird, and there's other things on the menu that I like just as well, so you can have a really pretty nice, complete meal.
And one fun thing about Limestone, most pizzas, they just put a few basil leaves on top. Here they do a basil puree, so you can really get the intensity
basil,
of the
yeah.
flavor.
Fantastic
that sounds
place.
Delicious. Let's talk to Dave in Brookside. Hi, Dave.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
What can you
so
share?
You guys having fun?
We're having a great time. We want to hear your pizza recommendation.
Okay, I think in my humble personal opinion, I think Waldo Pizza is probably the best in town. I like their thin crust. It's a St. Louis style, and the sauce is always consistent. Everything's consistent. Service is great, and the atmosphere is, you know, like a hometown pizza parlor. So that's my opinion anyway.
So the atmosphere is like a hometown pizza parlor. Anyone else around here want to comment on Waldo Pizza?
Waldo Pizza?
I think he described it perfectly. That's exactly what it is. It's a hometown pizza joint. And do they still have a salad bar? You know.
Oh, I think so.
I mean, how many pizza places have that anymore? I mean, you have to love it because it's been there forever.
And by there, of course, I guess it goes without saying, it's in Waldo. Yeah. Does anyone else have anything they like to order there? Should we explore Waldo Pizza a little more? Or that good?
It's pretty basic, I think.
Okay.
Great family place, we should say.
We have a tweet from Tracy who says, Johnny Joe's on 47th Street, west of the plaza, has the best pizza in town. The owner has also made awesome Dutch Crunch sandwiches. So we don't need to address the Dutch Crunch sandwich, but what's the pizza like at Johnny Joe's? Has anyone here tried that?
I think it's really good, yeah. Simple.
He's so adorable.
Yeah. And he has two different styles because he does a regular New York style, and then he does the thicker, more Neapolitan style, too.
It's a little teeny, teeny, tiny place, too.
When you say he's so adorable, are you talking about the owner?
Yeah, he's very passionate. I mean, he wants quality ingredients and gets quality ingredients for his pizza, and he keeps it really simple. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's done a lot of research. I mean, he started delivering kind of to his apartment complex, really, when he started, which is just charming, I think. So he's fun to talk to when you go in there, and it is a tiny place, so you can't help but talk to him.
So that's Johnny Joe's west of the plaza. Okay, so call us up at 816-235-2888 with your recommendations. We'll get right to those calls, but let's get a couple more of our critics' recommendations while those are coming in. Charles?
Well, I have to put a shout out to Leo's Pizza in Gladstone, which, you know, is certainly not a sophisticated or glamorous pizza place like, you know, Spin or Limestone, but I stumbled on Leo's Pizza when we were doing a pizza issue for The Pitch, and because I had a couple friends that just swear by it. And I got to tell you why I liked it. It tastes just exactly like my high school pizza, and which is not necessarily a great thing, but it does taste like that kind of high school pizza we all kind of grew up with. And
can you describe that a little more, high school pizza?
Yeah, a little bit thick, a little bit greasy, in a good way. Not a vast array of toppings, but the stuff you would expect on a high school pizza. And just you know, it tastes probably really good with a cold beer, which I don't drink anymore. I did in high school. But, you know, it's a good greasy pizza.
Okay, Mary Block.
We have to mention Pizza Bella. That probably is my favorite place to go at 18th and Baltimore. They've got a potato pizza with gorgonzola and radicchio that is just fabulous, as well as a Bianco Verde, which has four cheeses and arugula. A lot of people go for the Brussels sprouts. People who used to hate Brussels sprouts now love them because of Pizza Bella. But you've got to get the potato pizza.
Okay, so that's Pizza Bella. And Jenny Vergara, another recommendation from you.
You bet. So I have to give a shout out to Spin Pizza. Charles mentioned it, and it is absolutely one of my favorite places to take my son. He can get a pizza. I love their 8-color salad. They have gelato. I can get a nice glass of wine. It's a really fun, cool atmosphere. I mean, it just kind of hits all the right notes for me.
Let's talk now with Evelyn in Brookside. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi. I'm going to root for Bella Napoli.
Brookside location.
Yes, absolutely, in Brookside. I'm from Germany, and we I grew up with Italian pizza. I was just talking to a friend of mine a couple of days ago when my mom sent me out to get a pizza and how I made it home without opening that box and trying it. But Bella Napoli is it for me. And, you know, you had someone from Il Lazzarino or whatever it's called.
Il Lazzarone,
mentioning a pizza with just onion. Being from Germany, we have a dish, but it's called Zwiebelkuchen, which means Zwiebel is onion cake. Well, it's the same as a shaped in a pizza, and it's like he said, it's sweet. You would think, oh my gosh, you know, you have all these onions on there. That's one dish that we have, and we put sour cream on it and cumin, lots of cumin. But
Evelyn,
anyway, I'm heading for Bella Napoli.
Do you have a favorite pizza that you like to get there?
Isn't that weird? Yeah, quattro formaggio.
Okay, so you have it.
I don't know what it is. I love cheese. So, yeah, that's probably one of my favorite.
Evelyn from Brookside recommending quattro formaggio at Bella Napoli. Let's hear now from Caitlin in Mission. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. So I was calling to tell you guys about this awesome pizza place in Overland Park. It's on 127th and Metcalf. And the unique thing about them is they serve halal meat, which means that, like, somebody like me who doesn't eat pork, I can go there and get a pepperoni sausage, or a pepperoni pizza that's not actually pork-based.
Wow, that's
it's
intriguing.
Really good. Yeah.
So, Caitlin, what do you order there?
I get a pepperoni pizza there.
Do you know
I can't get it anywhere else.
What's the name of this place?
It's called Southside Mafia Pizzeria.
Wow, that's quite a name.
Yeah.
Okay, and
there's Mafia Pizzeria in multiple locations, but this one is the only one that serves that type of meat, and so it's the Southside one.
Okay, anyone hear about this place before?
No, I'd like to try it, though.
I've been to Mafia Mike's in Lenexa, which I think is the same.
Oh, is it?
The same chain. And then I think they've expanded and added other locations. But yeah, I mean, really good base. I didn't know that about the halal meat. That's kind of interesting, yeah, actually.
You know, I have met very few people, if any, in my life who do not like pizza. Do you guys, what do you think it is about pizza that just kind of nails it?
Well, it's all the comfort foods rolled mm-hmm. into one, you know? There's a little bit of bread, there's some cheese, there's some meat, whether it's halal or not. It's a lot of comfort foods in one slice.
And it goes well with beer or wine.
Well, and it transports well. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a convenience food that, you know, whether you're eating it at the restaurant or you take it home, it actually still holds up.
That's a good point, Jenny. It's also really good cold as a breakfast food the next morning.
So I have a theory about that, actually. I think the cheaper the pizza is, the better it is cold.
Absolutely.
The more expensive and fancy it is, the less delicious the next day.
So is that a consideration when we're evaluating pizzas? Is there like should we give a shout out to the best pizza cold for breakfast the next morning?
It doesn't work for me because my husband will eat all of it while we're there. We never have leftovers.
Actually, kind of conflicting with what Jenny said, Spin Pizza actually is good cold the next day. Hmm. It's really good, especially if it's that pizza with don't they have a pizza with apples on it?
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. which I like. And
I think I've had it as a special.
And it's a good morning pizza. There's apples, you know?
So the breakfast pizza is the one with apples at Spin.
If you want that as a breakfast. Yeah.
Let's talk to John in Douglas County. Hi, John.
Hi. I just wanted to add earlier, you were talking about trendy ingredients. My wife and I met working in a restaurant over 30 years ago, and so the best pizza is actually the one that comes from our home. And the sauce is a homemade pesto sauce, a real traditional basil, garlic, parmesan, pine nuts. And then with the olive oil, of course. And then we top that with shrimp, shiitake mushrooms, sun-dried tomatoes, and a little bit of fresh thyme. So there's your pizza. And the other thing I wanted to add to the conversation.
But can we come to your house?
Yeah, we could do that. We could work it out, I'm sure. It'd be wonderful. How can you not have a good time if you're having pizza, right?
Right.
So the other thing I wanted to add is sometimes you don't have time to make a crust, or if you're having a pizza party and maybe having multiple people over to do their own thing. We've gone and procured crust from a restaurant, 715 in Lawrence, has been generous about selling you individual balls of crust, and you can take them home and shape them and go ahead and have your ingredients ready to go. So that can be a real time saver, and I'm sure other restaurants that, you know, as a regular customer don't mind occasionally selling a crust or things like that to customers. So just a short tip.
Thanks, John. Has anyone else come across a restaurant that will sell its dough?
Most of them will, if you ask.
And Trader Joe's has dough mm-hmm. in a ball that you can...
Yeah, that's a good, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing you can do if you're at the grocery store is get a boboli, because you can add toppings to that. And I used to make the... you remember, and they still have it, the Thai chicken pizza at Classic Cup.
Absolutely.
And that's an easy one to make by yourself with a boboli crust. Mm-hmm.
So while we're talking about chicken as a pizza topping, where else has a good chicken pizza? Because that's kind of an untraditional thing that I feel like I'm seeing more and more of.
Of course, I keep looking for the fried chicken pizza, but I've not seen it yet.
Oh, I think, so one of them on my list is Grinder's Bengal Tiger, and it has tandoori chicken on it along with crab meat and artichoke hearts and cilantro and some other things, and it sounds absolutely crazy. My son dared me to try it, which I did, and I kind of fell in love with it, so... It's kind of my
That's my a weird
secret.
Combination, but I bet it's good.
It's a super weird combination, but the overall effect, I would tell you, is kind of Indian cuisine in general, mm-hmm. so it all works somehow.
Spin has a couple with chicken on it, plus you can create your own, and chicken would be one of the ingredients you could add.
Central Standards food critics will be right back. Tell us about your favorite pizza in town at 816-235-2888. I'm Gina Kaufman. We'll try to get those in before the end of the hour. Stick around. Hello again. We are here with the food critics on our annual pizza show. We are here with Charles Ferruza, Jenny Vergara, and Mary Block. What we're putting together today is an updated list of the best pizza in Kansas City, and this will be the official list on our website until we do this again a year from now. So all these recommendations are going to come together to make that great list. And, you know, we were just talking about what makes pizza so great, and the breakfast the next day, cold pizza. But do we need to distinguish between stopping by somewhere for a slice and getting a whole pizza that a group is going to share?
Yeah, because I think one of the real attractions for pizza is it's a real communal dish. It's a dish that groups of people go out for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as pizzas have gotten smaller, and we should also say that the pizza at Il Lazzarone is not a big pizza. But as pizzas have gotten smaller and more trendy and more individual-like, I see that there's a move away from the communal pizza. But, you know, when you're in college, that's how people interact, over pizza.
In a lot of cities, pizza is pretty much street food. Like, you go in a place, you get your single slice, it's on a paper plate, and you walk down the street eating it. Does Kansas City do that kind of pizza? That's kind of the opposite of what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
I think it's more popular now. I think recently we've seen a lot more places offering by the slice. Providence Pizza out on Highway 71 offers by the slice. Grinders offers by the slice.
Johnny Joe's offers by the
Johnny
slice.
Johnny Joe's, oh, Arta Pizza.
The Artigo Pizza, I think, may offer them by the slice. That's a new place on 39th Street. We haven't mentioned that yet. It's owned by a former Kansas City chief. Nice little place. And I think this pizza place, and I hope someone calls in to correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's called the Four Seasons Pizza in Lenexa. It's on Quivira. It offers lots of opportunities to have pizza by the slice.
Did I read somewhere that Eric at Il Lazzarone was... You could do a pizza where
that
would a wallet and wrap it up and carry it.
Like a trifold?
He literally takes a whole pizza and he folds it over in half and then he folds it over again. So you've got like this triangle shape.
Don't they call that a calzone?
For him, it's literally, I mean, he called it a wallet. And he said he saw it in Italy and he thought that would be a great little lunchtime, you know, kind of grab
and go. So it's folded over before it's baked?
No. Baked and then folded after it's baked.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Kanan, I believe, in South Kansas City. Hi, Kanan.
Hello. And you said my name right. So
okay, good.
To you. I actually, after listening to you, have a couple of suggestions. I'm still a big Minsky's pizza fan. They have a 5-star medley pizza that includes goat cheese. So it's 5 cheeses and rosemary. When my daughter was little, she called it the super duper cheese pizza because it was the cheesiest pizza we could get.
The pizzas you've named are really, you can't let go of those.
No, you can't. And then I think it's called Joe's Pizza, and it's like at the back of
Kelly's.
Oh, Kelly's, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly's. I was like, Michael's. No, Michael isn't, right? Kelly's. I love them for pizza by the slice, but they're also a really good you're drunk and you've been walking around Westport forever pizza.
I think there's something to that in the business model, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that's
definitely
a classic.
And it's a poor college student pizza, too. So, you know.
Thank you so much, Kanan, for those recommendations. So anyone want to weigh in on any of the places she's mentioned? Minsky's?
I haven't had a slice of Joe's pizza since I stopped drinking, but I might have to go back.
Minsky's reminded me of Tori's, where we used to take our kids time in Westport. And I think it's still around. It's just a different iteration than it used to be.
We've got Jillian on the line. Hello, Jillian.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Doing well, thank you. So you're talking about pizza with chicken. 2 years ago, we opened a new place, and it's called Mio Pizzeria in Leawood. And our pizza, this specialty pizza, has caramelized onion, roasted mushrooms, bechamel sauce, roasted chicken, and a blend of mozzarella and provolone cheese. It's one of our most popular ones.
Well, thanks for that call. What's the name of the place again?
Mio Italian Pizzeria. It's in 135th and Row, close to our trattoria, Mio Italian Trattoria. Charles been there before.
Well, thanks. Thank you for calling. So that was another chicken pizza recommendation. Bechamel makes it sound like it's kind of a lasagna pizza.
Or a... or a version of chicken Alfredo. Yeah, I mean, people like that. That's a heavy, rich pizza.
Let's hear from Carrie in the Northland. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, good morning. I'm on a quest to find a deep dish pizza for my husband.
He's a deep dish pizza lover?
He is, and Liberty used to have a place called The Dish, and right. it's since gone out of business. I mean, you can buy it in the grocery store, but I thought it'd be fun to surprise him and take him somewhere. And I don't know of any place in the metro that does a deep dish.
Does anyone here know of a place?
You know, I call those the those kind of pizzas.
Gut bomb.
Exactly. What was the big chain out of Chicago? It's still there in Chicago. That was here briefly on the plaza.
Pizzeria Uno.
Yeah, Pizzeria Uno. It's that kind of Pizzeria Uno style, and I can't think of anything quite that like that.
Not since The Dish went out.
Yeah, The Dish was the only place I knew that truly served
and
Chicago
it,
style.
And
deep
it was
dish.
Great pizza. Mm-hmm. I loved that place. I don't know. A caller's going to have to tell us.
Carrie, we will keep our eye out for that. And let's hear now from Francie. Francie's calling us from the South Plaza. Hi.
Hi, thanks for the show. I have to vote for Thin Crust, best Thin Crust in town at Pizza 51 at 51st and Oak. And not only that, but it's a converted gas station. And, you know, in Kansas City, we like our restaurants to be in converted gas stations.
We do. We love that. What's your favorite thing to order there?
Oh, pepperoni with sun-dried tomatoes and spinach. But it's just the right amount of sauce and cheese. They do a great job there, and it's cheap. And I heard the communal discussion a minute ago, and I like Pizza 51 by the slice because there's no negotiation involved. You know, I don't like mushrooms. I don't have to negotiate that. I just get it the way I want it.
So that's a vote for the individualization of pizza.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Have you noticed that more pizza places are doing half and half now? That you can half mm-hmm. one style and half the other, mm-hmm. so there's less negotiation?
We've got Barbara with us now from Kansas City, Kansas. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How about you?
I am great. My vote is for Papa Kino's, and they also do by the slice. And they also have a huge, they call it a papa pie. It's, I think it's 36 inches. I know it's a big one. It's in downtown Overland Park. And they also have a chicken one. We was just talking about, heard you talking about chicken. And it's called Tuscaquino. And it's got cream cheese, roasted chicken, sun-dried tomato, basil, and a Romana cheese on it.
It sounds like
and it is really good.
We have a real Papa Kino's connoisseur.
Do you know who owns that?
No.
It's the executive chef for the Kaufman Dining Experience, Chef Philippe Levichin.
Yeah, Levichin. Yeah.
Levichin. He is passionate about pizza. You want to talk about food with him, you talk about pizza.
He bought that recently, didn't he? Those
he
pizzas?
Did. Well, there's one in Lawrence, and then there's the one in downtown Overland right. Park, and he took over that one in downtown Overland Park. And I would think
the quality's greatly improved. Then.
Yes, he's done amazing things there.
So, another caller mentioned that at home he makes a pizza with pesto sauce. Is that a topping that we can find on any notable pizzas in town?
Pesto tends to be a little expensive. I mean, if it's done right and done fresh with fresh basil, it tends to be a little expensive. It's a little harder to come by.
I believe Pizza Bella does have a pesto pizza.
Cool. Well, let's talk now with Mary in Kansas City. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Been very interesting listening to everybody. I'd like to give a shout out to Sutera's Pizza in Shawnee out at Shawnee Crossings. I really like their crust. It's a nice combination of crisp but chewy.
Crisp yet chewy. Fascinating.
Yeah. It's toothsome, let's put it that way, but it's not thick. And you can get both either the red sauce or the white sauce. They use their Alfredo sauce for their white sauce.
So you're a fan
of the fresh veggies and everything, and lots of beers and lots of wines.
Well, thanks so much, Mary, for that recommendation. And okay, I'm going to take a brief second because Passover starts tonight, and we may have some listeners who are developing a huge craving for pizza and are maybe going to have to wait like 8 days or so before they can properly eat one. Does anyone here have a sense of whether matzah could work as a pizza crust?
I think we've all agreed that we've all tasted something with matzah. And although, Mary, would matzah get too crispy if you baked it? I mean, it's already baked.
Right. I think I would probably just microwave it.
Really?
Because you just want to, like, really briefly, just melt the cheese.
Yeah. Or maybe put it under the roaster or the broiler.
Perhaps. I've never tried it, so okay. I don't know.
I want some right now.
So the matzah pizza that could be forthcoming, you could be the one to try it. Sam in Liberty, welcome to Central Standard.
Oh, hi. My name's Sam. There's a pizza place in Liberty down by the square. It's called Rock and Run. It's also a brewery where they make their own beer. I like their Mediterranean pizza. It's very nice. I thought they put a little too much cheese, but it was very nice.
So can you tell us again the name and location of this place?
It's called Rock and Run. It's by Liberty Square.
And you get the Mediterranean pizza. Let's hear now from Mary. I think she's got some advice for us on that deep dish question. Hi, Mary.
Hello. I'm so glad I got in. I wanted to contribute that 75th Street Brewery does a bake fresh deep dish Chicago-style pizza that is excellent. And I'm not a deep dish fan, but I love this pizza.
Tell us more about it.
Well, like I said, it's baked fresh, so it takes 45 minutes. So if you want it, you're going to have to order it immediately when you get there if you're hungry. And I don't know what more to say other than I've been to the original Pizzeria Uno in Chicago, and I loved their pizza, and this reminds me of that original deep dish pizza. Not everybody can pull it off, but these guys do. It's really good.
So that's a shout-out for the deep dish pizza at 75th Street Brewery, which is on 75th Street. I think that's funny. All these pizza places are named in a very self-evident location. Let's talk to Jim in Lee's Summit. Hi, Jim.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you guys, I don't know if you even know this story, but I just thought I'd share it with you. There was a bar and there was a pizzeria. I want to say it was in Omaha, but I'm not sure. They were right next door to each other. They created a relationship where they opened a window between the two, and the people from the bar could order pizzas, and they would pass it back, you know, pass the pizzas through so that they didn't have to go back and forth. In any case, eventually they had some kind of a falling out. I want to say that it was when they started franchising, and they split up. The name of the bar was Godfather's, and the guy that owned the pizzeria was Greg Walker, who was the guy that started Minsky's here in Kansas City.
So we have a little bit of an origin story for one of our Kansas City establishments.
Also, yes, you can make matzah. I used to work for Minsky's 1,000 years ago, but you can make a matzah pizza, but it's best if you use a fresh matzah recipe and bake it, and it will come out beautifully that way.
So you have to bake your own matzah?
No, well, actually, what you do is you just make the pizza with a matzah dough, so that it will create like a cracker crust. It's a beautiful crust.
Well, thanks, Jim.
There you go.
Before we head out today, I'm curious if there's such a thing as Kansas City style pizza, because I mean, I don't get the feeling that there is, but all these other cities have their own style of pizza. Why don't we?
Because we have our own barbecue.
Oh.
Yeah, I think you have. If you have Kansas City style pizza, it has to be baked in the shape of a cow.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind. Steve in Roland Park, welcome to Central Standard.
Oh, hi. I'm glad I got on. I need to correct the last caller, though. The guy who started Minsky's is Greg Johnson.
That's true.
Yeah. El Centro.
Okay.
And still owns Minsky's too. But anyway, I
Jim
wanted to make
stands
sure
corrected.
I wanted to make sure that you got a mention for Avoluto's Italian Delight in Mission.
Oh, it's a great pizza.
That is a good place.
Yeah.
They stand there and spin the dough on busy nights, and good pizza by the slice, and all their food's good.
So can you describe the pizza there for us in some more detail? Because with all of the favorable response in this room, I'm thinking this would be an enjoyable description.
Not real thin and chewy, and by the slice is kind of pre-cooked, and then you order what you want for toppings, and they prepare it and put it back in the oven, and it comes out real nice.
That sounds good. So, critics, have you all eaten there at Italian Delight?
You know, it's an really good, inexpensive pizza. And they've got, like I said, a lot of other good, inexpensive things on the menu if you just don't want more, you know, more than pizza you want.
Good lasagna, too. But, you know, one other place we need to mention, because it's not traditional, is a food truck, Prairie Fire Oven. David White makes great pizzas. He
Are they sold by the slice, Mary?
No, probably an 8 to 10-inch pizza.
Yep.
Okay.
Really
where
good.
Do you find this food truck?
You go on Facebook and follow him, and you can see where he sets up.
So it's called what again?
Prairie Fire Oven.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. Thanks for joining in on this Kansas City pizza run. Jenny Vergara, so good having you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Mary Block, I can't wait to try your recommendations.
Thank you.
Charles Ferruza, this has been fun as always.
Can I quickly say that a personal trainer friend of mine always called pizza baked fat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, way to be the downer at the end of the show. You can check out our list of the best pizzas in town at kcur.org later today. Our guide to making official Neapolitan pizza is already there. That's kcur.org to sign up for our podcast or to check out yesterday's interview with country musician Rex Hobart. Make that kcur.org/Central Standard. Central Standard is produced by Sylvia Maria Gross and Matthew Long Middleton, with Fridays by Jen Chen. We get lots of help from Patrick Quick and intern Daniel Booth. Linda Scher runs the board. Our theme music is by Spoonbender Labs right here in Kansas City. I'm Gina Kaufman. Stick around for Up to Date.